It is one of the highest points in the world, and it isn't out of reach for any climber, no matter their level of experience. In fact, I recently enjoyed my trip there, as well as eating lunch at the local pizza place in full view of the magnificent peak. Where are we? The answer on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Mount Everest is the highest peak in the world. Mount McKinley, or Denali, is the tallest in the United States. Now add this point to the list.
Cavanaugh is the world's highest hill.
That's Cavanaugh Hill in Poteau, Oklahoma. But how do you get the distinction as the world's tallest hill rather than the world's shortest mountain? Eric Standridge explains.
The Boy Scouts, they went up and they actually measured the hill and submitted the paperwork to the British topographers, I believe, and then they discovered that it was actually 1 foot short of being a mountain.
So when you're 1 foot short of being a mountain, you proclaim you are now the world's tallest hill, Cavanaugh Hill, and it's a hill with quite a story.
Walter Beard built a resort up at the top. Now, this resort, he wanted to bring in people from all over the country to visit that. It had orchards up there, several different things to attract people. There's several natural springs up there that he took use of, and he used those as a medicinal thing.
That was in the late 1800s. For many years, the way to the top was an adventure itself.
It was just a little path. One of the early settlers that lived here had a logging camp up at the top. That's how the road was first formed. Well, anyway, his son was going up the path to tell you how dangerous it was. He was pulling logs up it with a mule team. One of the logs slipped, and the entire mule team actually went over the edge of it. So very, very treacherous path.
But today, there is a paved road. The resort is long gone, but there's a great view and a sign which proclaims that you have climbed the world's tallest hill. Traveling the countryside in Poteau, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McRae.